Price movement is a big one to watch. It usually is a good one for seeing some fireworks in the market. Typically, we take the markets very bearishly going into that report, and maybe within a few days afterwards, still a little bit of a bearish hangover there. But that is when the markets start to turn. That's about when you start to see the most bearish type numbers for the next 3-4 months until we have a better handle on how we planted or how the production looks. So for right now, as we've seen corn liquidation from the funds. We've seen beans that are just getting pummeled for the last 12 sessions down. I would continue to think, I don't know the breadth of how far it's going to go down, but I would continue to see under pressure going into that USDA report, and then start to rally back out of it for a spring move. We know that Argentina's got their problems. Brazil's a little bit late on harvest. So I do think that when you start to then look at our own situation, there's going to be plenty of problems. You've got the northern plains that are under a good amount of snow. How much flooding could we see out of there? Or on the Western Belt with some of the dryness issues that haven't necessarily been resolved yet. So there are still some question marks out there that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to see the highs that we saw last year, but it definitely could give us a reason to start to perk up a little bit as we go into spring and planting season.